Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The other morning, for our Founders Day, I did a talk on a verse. I want to say a little bit about how that verse seems to come up, the circumstances, and also about some more lines of it. That particular verse has never stood out in my mind very much until just very recently. As you know, one of our dogs died very recently, and I was with her around the clock for the 2.5 weeks as she was dying, just before she died. And just after she died, within about 24 hours, I think, I had one of these quiet but very strong images, very clear images in my mind of two parts of a single stream or ribbon. One part was in constant motion. The other part was completely still and unmoving. There was no beginning or end to either one of these, to either part. And it was clear this was a single unity, yet also two different aspects or parts of one unity. And the thing that was most clear and somehow very reassuring was that at every point that could be identified in the part that was moving, the moving stream, every part that was moving, every aspect that was moving, was underlaid by that which was unmoving. So somehow this is a more complete explanation of impermanence or the flow of existence. And it's a peculiar thing that somehow in that image in my mind, it was very clear that there would not be the changing without the unchanging. Even though the unchanging to our physical senses is not evident, and to our brain is not comprehensible, nonetheless, there would not be the unchanging if it were not that there would not be the changing if it were not that there is the unchanging. This sounds abstract, but it was not abstract as an insight. Rather, I see it as a kind of quiet compassion given at a time when I was a bit shocked and very deeply grieved. And I experience it as very comforting, in a quiet way, deeply comforting. Of course, that flow of changeableness includes pain and suffering. It includes a lot more as well. It includes illness and dying and death. It includes birth. It includes the vigor of healthy life. It includes decay. It includes everything that is changing. It is really everything we can identify with our physical senses and everything that we can understand with our brain insofar as we can understand anything with our brain. If there's a deeper place within us that knows and can hold fast to the unchanging within the changing, which can, as it were, float on that great ocean of unchanging, limitless and infinite compassion. When I spoke about this particular verse that I find so helpful at the present time, the other day I spoke about the first two lines, which say, the eternal is as rivers and streams flowing on and on without ever being used up. That's the first two lines. The next two lines are, always nourish the plant in the deep valley. Water it with the water of the Spirit. So I want to say a few words about these other two lines because they really complete the verse. Pointing to something that we can actually do. And something that is important that we do. If you think about the metaphor of the plant growing in a deep valley, in a deep valley, at the bottom of that deep valley, much of the time there's very little light. So it can be difficult for a plant to grow down there. I checked on the wording this morning. I couldn't remember whether the wording that Rim Master used. And Rim Master was very careful in her use of language in the translation of this poem from the Chinese. I couldn't remember whether the word was nurture or nourish. It seemed in some ways that it should be nurture, but it also seemed that nourish was a very good word. And when I looked it up, it turned out that it is indeed nourish. And I think that nourish is a better word. To nourish is to feed and care for. And we think of, for example, a mother nourishing her little baby. And so I think there's an element of tenderness and careful attention that is implied in the use of the word nourish. So you could say that it's saying always tend with care the plant growing in the deep valley. That plant is clearly faith. What else could it be? We can, again, be a little bit liberal in interpreting and think of it as always tend with care your own capacity and willingness to look up in the midst of even the darkest conditions. Down there in the deep valley where it's often dark, in that place, nourish your own capacity to look up. However difficult it gets, just don't look down. Don't take that willful step, that willful mental step into despair, however difficult it gets. No difficult situation will last forever. And who knows what good can be born out of the most difficult and painful, even ghastly situations. So nourish the delicate plant of faith by looking up, by not drawing conclusions about how everything is going to turn out. In other words, entrust the future into the hands of the Eternal. The last line of this little verse, by the way, Reverend Master used an exclamation point to end the previous line, which I also hadn't noticed till I checked this morning. Always nourish the plant in the deep valley. Exclamation point. Drawing our attention to how important this is, how vital it is. Then the little verse ends simply with the words, water it with the water of the Spirit. We do that through meditation. We do it through drawing back from that cliff of despair where we can be pulled so strongly sometimes to look down. You can also again, be a little bit liberal with interpretation and say, water it with the water of compassion. Not thinking here of compassion as a feeling or a form of sensibility that we must somehow will ourselves to produce. But rather thinking of compassion here as being that which flows endlessly and unstintingly forth from the Eternal, and that we can be aware of, even in the darkest place, if we will but withdraw within in meditation and look up, so that we water that plant of faith growing in the deep valley with the water of compassion by really just opening our hearts to that water of compassion and let it seep in and do its work within our hearts. The Eternal is as rivers and streams flowing on and on without ever being used up. Always nourish the plant in the deep valley. Water it with the water of the Spirit. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.